whole lot about the last two games other than to refer to the short week and the need to do everything we can to heal up, get some rest, kind of fight for your rest on a short week, get prepared for next opportunity.
After Carr threw the pick six, they showed you talking to him in a very calm manner. Is that,
yeah.
Is that more beneficial than biting the guy's head off?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think biting his head off right there is going to help him bounce back. That's a critical mistake. But he's our quarterback, and sometimes things are going to happen in this game, and we got to be able to play through them, keep fighting, stay in the fight. And I thought it was more important for him to understand that. That was what I conveyed to him, and. We did fight our way back.
Was able to bounce back and put you guys back ahead. Why do you think we're able to sustain the offense after you did take the lead?
Why do I think?
You weren't able to sustain the offense after
our offense?
You took the lead, yeah.
I can't really provide that answer. Why we couldn't? We didn't. We had our opportunities. We did some things. That were effective, we just were not able to sustain. We didn't start out well, and we got it going a little bit, and then we weren't able to sustain it late, when it was crunch time.
Jack, you said a couple of weeks ago that playing this time of year is different. Is this part of the process for a developing team to learn how to play against teams that are contending for a playoff position this time of year?
Well, I think you learn when you go back and you're able to reflect on what was, you learn where you had opportunities that got away from you. And so there's that opportunity when you reflect back. Right now, we're just trying to work as hard as we can with the effort and energy to do as much as we can right now. And we're expecting to come out here and play well right now. There's certainly a lot. You go back and you learn. This football team will have that opportunity to do that. Tonight, we understand we weren't good enough to beat the Packers, on today's game. And we put ourselves in position, had some chances, but, they made more plays than we did. They did a better job, Coach Mike McCarthy did a better job than Jack Del Rio did with his team. That's just how it is. It's a business where you look to put together your best effort, go out there each week and put it on the line, and we just didn't quite get it done tonight.
What happened on the Jim Jones touchdown off the right side?
We had a bit blown coverage.
It seemed like towards the end of last year, early this year, quarterback Carr really did well. It was accurate. Confidence was up. Last couple of games, he just seemed to be a little less accurate. What has changed since then?
I can't really tell you anything there. I know when his feet are right, I think he's very accurate. When he's on balance and fundamentally doing the things. Whether or not that's a part of it or not, I can't tell you. I just tell you he's a good player. We've got a bright future because of guys like him. We're going to continue to grow him and learn from the experiences that he's getting. And as a football team, continue to grow.
Jack, you had some success running the ball in the first half, but you got away from that a little bit. Is there a reason
why? I thought we were able to do some things early that, like I said, we didn't do as well late. So, to sit up here and talk about play calling, I guess that's one way to look at it. And we'll evaluate that, but sitting here right now, I don't have any comments about, the number of runs that are called or passes that are called. I know at the end of the day, I've said this before, you get more opportunities to more turns and more opportunities when you sustain drives. We're sitting here looking at the stat sheet. We can go to the drive chart and see, when you go six plays and punt and five plays and punt, four downs and out, those are three and out. Those are opportunities that, you know, where if you're converting and moving the ball, then you have more opportunities to do whatever you want to do, you know, throw it or run it. So I would say anytime the run game doesn't get the number of turns that you want to have in the run game, it typically is a result of not converting first downs. And you know, moving the chains and converting first downs gives you more opportunities to do a lot of things to be productive on offense.
Other than the Jones touchdown, the blown coverage or whatever, the defense made it real hard for them to score. They had a lot of opportunities to get more points than they did.
Well, yeah, I think there were some good moments. I thought we started out real stingy, you know, they weren't able to sustain a lot. And you know, I think they end up the day 1 out of 5 in the red zone. So you know, continuing that theme of not letting them in down there was big. So again, opportunities to do more. You know, it's hard for me to reach down and really talk about a lot of the positives because it's about winning the game, you know, and we didn't do enough to win the game. But, you know, there's no lack of effort or desire or commitment from this football team. I feel very good about that. Just needs to be cleaner. You know, it wasn't clean enough.
To lose Mario early, was that, how difficult did that make it in terms of the pressure on Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, that's we had some early pressure. Got him sacked a couple times. Mario is obviously has become a real key member of our defensive front, and having him go out early like he did definitely was a blow.
You had a prognosis on whether that would last past the short turnaround coming up? So.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. You know, it's something that, you know, we're making sure we take a good look and understand exactly what's going on.
You guys, time for one more.
Jack, the team's clearly made strides from the team that was here last year.
Yep.
You're not going to the playoffs. Are those strides enough to make this year a success?
Well, it's hard for me to sit up here today and make that kind of proclamation. Okay, so I think there'll be a time for reflection. Right now, we're just talking about this past game. So, but anyway, one last one. Go ahead.
Jack, long before you came here,
you just have to play with better technique, keep your poise there. I saw a couple examples where guys were trailing and did not play with proper technique. I mean, that'll get called every time. So it really wasn't even that close.
Okay. Thank you, guys.